Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Yo, welcome to All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. The name says it all. If you like what you hear, make sure you leave a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts. But check this out. You can also watch us on YouTube. Just go out and visit youtube.com/allthingscovered and make sure you subscribe and turn on your alerts so you can get this show right away. Pat P, the regular season is here, baby. What are we going to cover in this episode?
Hey, Matt, it's a busy time in NFL. We got plenty to cover, especially with the bikes. But we also got to touch bases, man. I was kind of shocked today. I saw Cam Newton get the blade today, man, which was a shocker to me, my draft mate in the 2011 draft. Also, we're going to switch it up a little bit today. Instead of featuring a guest in the second half of the show, we're going to have our listener mailbox, which will be a dope segment where our listeners and viewers can send in questions, and we can get into the show, man. I can't wait for that to happen, so stay tuned.
First quarter, kickoff, let's rock and roll. Defense up, first and 10. Chopping it up. Here's where we chopping it up. Note off the top. Listen, for our faithful fans who've been listening to us, watching us on YouTube, you guys remember last week's episode. We had a big time battle down in South Florida, Broward County. MacArthur versus Blanche Ely High School. Why those two schools are significant to us? I went to MacArthur. Pat went to Ely.
Yes, I did.
Yes, our alma maters went toe-to-toe last week in Pompano and Pat Peterson Stadium. That's the name of the stadium? Patrick Peterson? Did they say Pat or Patrick?
Patrick Showtime Peterson Stadium. And I put that other dude.
Patrick Peterson Stadium in Pompano Beach, right off of I-95. Right? Well.
Right behind Hopewell.
Right behind Hopewell, the church, right? Yeah,
yes,
right
sir.
Behind Hopewell, right? Yeah, well, unfortunately, it was only one team that showed up. Mustang. Mustang Pride showed up. Hold on. Y'all hold on just a second. Hold on, YouTube watchers. Hold on just a second.
What you got, Matt? Don't tell me you got that number 8 jersey back there, man. I'm just going to sip on my Caymans, man.
I had to get my jersey. I had to get my jersey.
Is that thing you already had?
I had to get my jersey. Mustang Pride, stand up. I had to get my jersey ready. Yeah.
Hey, man, that jersey look baggy, man.
It is. This is the one, the retired one they gave me. This is not the one I actually played in, but this is the one, the retired one they gave me. That number 8. Nobody wears number 8 anymore, by the way. The jersey is retired.
Can't wait.
Yeah, they got it. I probably never get my jersey retired at Florida State or with the Steelers, but I got my jersey retired somewhere.
Got to retire somewhere, Matt.
Somewhere. Yeah, but.
I owe you a case of water.
Yeah, I'm going to take some of my edges. Pat, don't go cheap on me. I drink good water.
Yeah, you told me what you wanted. I got you.
I go good water. This is my temple.
I'm going on Amazon Prime right now.
You got the address and Vanita sent it to you. I see it again. But look here. 18 of 13, the Mustangs came there, took off, did what they were supposed to do. And you know what? Really? I love our fans and our viewers, listeners, viewers, just the fans in totality, because I got a lot of text messages. Apparently, the word got out down there in South Florida. And the AD texts me, say, yeah, tell Pat P, he owe you some water. People were hitting me up on Instagram, Twitter.
Right now, man.
There we go, boss. Yeah, right. The body's the temple. Water is important. Water is important.
16 ounces, Matt. There we go.
18-13, man. Mustangs, I appreciate you guys for taking care of business. Pat P, hey, man, next time. Maybe next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that. Hey, that's all we can wait on is next time.
They said the stadium was awesome too. Patrick Peterson Stadium, man, treated him well, man. Say the band was good. The band was dope.
Yeah, the band always rocking now. I told you that. I wish AD would have took some videos, man. We had it on the tube, man. That would have been dope to see the.
I'm pretty
March
sure we can get it. Sure we can get it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can get it.
Speaking of high school football, did St. Thomas end up beating that school? Because I was watching it early on ESPN.
Yeah, St. Thomas won.
I know it was a struggle that first half though.
Yeah, because they played in St. Thomas.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Jason Taylor, man, for the deep being a DC out there. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, yeah. He's the DC. I think Sam Madison is over there.
Man, they got a nice.
I know. They got a nice staff. They always have, you know. I think Urban used to be over. They got some. Matter of fact, Rick Ross' son plays over there too, as well. St. Thomas.
And to keep it on high school real quick.
Oh, you talking about them grown men?
How you have a team for the 20 and 30 year olds
and still lost?
And now they ain't just lost. They got their ass kicked. They lost 58-0.
But I'm trying to figure out how they finesse all these people to play all these games. Because they say they just had a game 2 days ago before they played IMG.
Hey, man, they had, what did he say? It was online, all online school courses and something else. Yeah. Oh, man, I laughed when I saw that story.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. You can't go out there and take to the woods shit like that.
That man had holes in my protein, man.
Man, listen, man. How you sneak to play? How you sneak to get whooped? Like, how you finesse your way into getting whooped? That's the one thing. What's the name of the school? Sycamore? What was the name of the school?
Yeah, something Sycamore.
Something Sycamore. And it was on national TV. How do you got that deal? Like, whoever finessed that, man, is a great finesser.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, but Coach pulled some plugs, didn't he?
No question. We need him, man. He got a great mouthpiece. But they said it's some type of story, though. Yeah. The kids were, like, I guess, you know, kids that didn't have homes. They were sleeping in Walmart. They were promised, like, a next Netflix show or something like that. It's some crazy background story behind that outside of what we know from what I'm kind of gathering so far. Wow. Yeah. High school football is here. You know what I mean? And if high school football is here, college football is here as well. Yo, college football is back. And I'm already partaking in gambling. Pat, you can't do it because you're a current player, but I can gamble my behind off. I had me a nice parlay set up. And guess who blew my parlay? Nebraska.
What happened? What was the spread, man?
Man, Nebraska was giving Illinois 17 or something like that. Man, they lost.
College are the trickiest ones ever, man.
No. College, the first few weeks of college, I usually hit big time. Everybody else came in for me. I took UCLA. I took Fresno. I took another team in Nebraska. Scott Frost need to just be taken out. Scott Frost need to be taken out in the forest and just left by himself, man. Man, I bet he wish he never left UCF now. I'm hot about that. And the people listening to me, they feel the same way. Because when you have a parlay and three teams came through easily for me, and you had the one team that you felt like had more talent that was in a position to win, just didn't even win, they lost. They wasn't even
losing.
Yeah, they lost. It wasn't about covering. They took an L. Man, that's Scott Frost need to be taken out in the forest and just left alone by himself. Man, Nebraska, all the funds they got, all the facilities and everything like that. But college football is back this weekend. Our alma maters, they're in action. LSU versus UCLA. Ooh, DTR. That quarterback from UCLA can go. Ooh, we got Stingley. We had Stingley on the show. We're going to see what numbers. Oh, he got seven, Pat Pete.
Yeah, he got seven. And what's the quarterback name, UCLA?
DTR, Robinson.
Okay.
Dorian Thompson, Robinson.
You can see that wall yet, man.
He can go.
I know he can go. But we're going to lay on.
And that's a neutral site. Is that game like in Dallas?
No, I think it might be in Atlanta.
Ooh.
We're going to lay on them, Cap.
Ooh. I don't know if it's in Atlanta because I think Miami play Alabama in Atlanta.
Oh, it might be in Dallas. Yeah. I know it's like one of the main.
Eli Ricks, Derek Stingley Jr., let's see what that secondary hitting for. Yeah. And in my college, FSU, we got Notre Dame at the crib. Don't Campbell. Sunday night. That's Sunday night, right? Yeah, Sunday night football, Pat P.
Great matchup.
I'm sorry, Pat P. Y'all got to go out to the Rose Bowl. Ooh.
It don't matter where we play.
One of the more historic football venues in the land.
Coach Osei?
Where he's
Tigers
like,
ready for war.
That's what he say? You better strap up. Boy, y'all go out to the Rose Bowl, man. College football, I'm so fired up. I get you as the bet.
We don't know the last time we've been to the Rose Bowl. We're going to be fired up, ready to go, Jack.
You been to the Rose Bowl before?
Nah, the closest time I've been to the Rose Bowl, I was going to college. I went out to USC. They had this thing called, camp called Rising Star. Mm-hmm. I think I told the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was the granddaddy of them all, was at the Rose Bowl.
No question.
And I won it all in the Rose Bowl, Coach. That's the only time I
That's when USC dropped, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, share a memory with our listeners and our viewers, man, about a college, maybe your first college game, or, you know, you got a lot of big time memories. You shared a few with us before, but share something we haven't heard before regarding college football with you.
I share my freshman year. Mm-hmm. My first game was kind of weird. We played Appalachian State at the house. You know, they had just beat Michigan, I think twice.
Yep.
Or maybe once. I think they probably beat them twice, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Only one time, Appalachian State.
No, they beat them. They beat them one time in Ann Arbor.
We played them the year after that, so you know that was pretty high. But a hurricane had hit. Like, had just got by us. I can't remember what hurricane it was, but you know, it wasn't really as exciting as a normal Tiger Stadium would be, you know, because everybody was, getting all back on their feet from the hurricane or whatever. So, first game was kind of crazy, but my last game got to be the most memorable game I've ever played in. It was going into a night meeting before we were playing Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went through a tough spell in the season. I think it was like 8-4. Like, we had a really good team because they had just won the national championship the year before. You know, and the only thing we was missing was the quarterback. We had all the athletes. We had, you know, Tyson Jackson.
First round, I think Tyson was the first round.
Yeah, we had Tyson Jackson, Brandon LaFell.
Yep.
Charles Scott. I mean, the list goes on. We just had a ton of great players, but I don't know what it was. We just couldn't get over the hump. But this was the last, all the seniors, this is their last game. So Tyson Jackson, you know, get up and give his spiel because Les Miles gave, you know, the seniors the floor. And I could just remembering him, you know, reflecting on the time, you know, because I was obviously, like I said, we was going through a tough patch in the season or whatever. But I could remember him telling this story when he was in high school about his coach. I can't remember what his coach, but his coach, like, you know, anytime they was down or out or whatever, he was talking about how to take the bull by the horn. And he was so passionate about it. And he just started like crying out of just like, not anxiety, but you know how it is. Like, you know, it's not like that you're sad. It's just the tears flowing away.
Fired up.
Man, when I say we went out there and kicked the living daylight out of Georgia Tech, I mean, it was just bombs over bad. Defense, great turnover. Special team, great turnover. Mm-hmm. And it just set the tone for the next day. And I was like, yeah, because that was my first time like really feeling that, you know, because, you know, obviously it was a lot of expectations. And, you know, wasn't able to fulfill that. But the seniors, they was like, man, this is our last go round. Damn everything else. Let's go out here and, you know what I mean, end this thing on a good note. And that we did. And, you know, we came into the next year kind of up and down again. But my junior year, that's when it was just, you know, I think we were just a couple plays away of definitely playing in that top game.
Yeah, no doubt. One of my favorite memories of college football for Florida State, since we're playing Notre Dame this weekend, goes back to my first time ever playing Notre Dame in Notre Dame, which only happened once.
That?
Oh, my goodness. Man, unbelievable experience. Just getting to South Bend, seeing touchdown Jesus, walking the turf, walking the grass. You know, they got that thick grass.
Yeah,
it's kind of similar to Soldier Field in Chicago.
Yeah, like Chicago.
Real thick. And our coach was already telling us, you know, this is what they do to kind of try to slow down a visiting team, something like that. Man, it was a 4:30 kickoff, I think it was. And, you know, it's on NBC because they have their own channel. Man, Bobby came out and said, man, since this is a historical matchup,
we're going to wear something different. We came out with the all white on with the garnet stripes on the side
already.
Yeah. We had that all white on. Hey, I had the high whites with a showing a little bit of garnet around my knee area. Man, my white elbow bands, wristbands on my elbow, white tape around my waist. You know, the tape got to be around the waist the right way. Couldn't tell me I wasn't going to put on for the city. Oh, man. We became the first team, and Notre Dame fans remember this. Of course, Florida State fans remember this. We became the first team to ever shut out Notre Dame at home. 37-0.
Oh, that was disgusting.
37-0. First team to ever shut out Notre Dame at home. And my CBS colleague, Brady Quinn, I think he was a freshman on that team. He got some tick as well. But, man, he was on fire. I that ball game, Pat P, I had 72 Tomahawk points, which is crazy. 72.
You get one. How that work?
Man,
I always wondered that. How does the Tomahawk work?
So when you get PBUs, when you get tackle for losses, when you get third down stops, when you get fourth down stops, anything like that, that's how you get tomahawks.
You get a fourth down stop, the whole defense get a tomahawk?
No, that person who got this fourth down stop.
Okay.
Yeah, the person who got the fourth down stop. I mean, defense, and then we also had team goals, but mostly you get more tomahawk points from individually. I had 72, and I think each—
From that one game?
Off that one game.
How?
Off that one, man, I had like three fourth down stops. I had like five third down stops. I had like four or five PBUs. Man, I was on
fire. They doubled you up, man. They had 72 tomahawk, man.
Man, listen, man. Listen. I'm trying to tell you, when I had my helmet was filled with tomahawks.
That means you made it play every snap.
Oh, Pat P, I was on fire out there. I was on fire. I don't think I gave up one. I gave up a hitch route. Coach Andrews cussed me out like a dog. He cussed me out. Get in that challenge. Get in that channel. I got fired up. I said, man, this, man, they can't see, man. They ran a hitch route. And I saw the three-step read too late. Came and make the tackle after that. It was a wrap. They had Rema McKnight was one of the wide receivers. They had number 80. I was on fire. Our whole defense was on fire, though. So you know what? I'm sorry, Pat P. Pat, because we got a shutout, the whole defense did get extra tomahawks as well. So that added into the equation.
Okay, I was going to say, man, so that means they gave out almost 1,000 tomahawks, man.
Oh, no, man, listen, my helmet was flooded with tomahawks that ball game. That was one of the best ball games defensively we had, and me as an individual. That's my junior year. I mean, I feel like I couldn't do no wrong. You know how, and you, Pat, you know how you feel when you get in that zone? I tell people this all the time, and Pat P, correct me if I'm wrong. When you play cornerback, if you get your hands on the football that first series, if you jump something early, and you get your hands on it, you might not pick it up, but if you jump something early, you in the flow.
Right.
You in the rhythm. It's like, oh boy, I'm about to have me a good one.
It's just that intensity level go to a whole another level, man.
Man, I tell people that all the time.
Ready to flow.
Man, listen, it's the equivalent of a pitcher going the first inning, three straight strikeouts. Three outs, all strikeouts. Or if it's the equivalent of a basketball player like Curry, his first 2 3-point attempts, they go in, you know it's about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
If you get your hands on the ball that first series, oh, boy.
Man.
They're going to be on.
That's when I typically, honestly, have my best games. When I get my ball on the hand, when I get my hands on the balls in the first two series, oh, I know I'm getting one.
Mm-hmm. You know it. That's the rhythm. Because now your confidence is already good. But when you get it there, like, oh, yeah, I done prepared for everything.
I never forget my best game ever to me in college is when we played Alabama in 2009 there.
Yeah.
You know,
that's when you were cramping, right?
Yes. That's when I had to come out for that one play.
Mm-hmm.
And still took that sucker for 62. For the dub. But talking about that game, when you talk about feeling it, you feel like you can't do no wrong. Obviously, that's a big matchup, you know, going into that game. They beat us the year before in overtime in Death Valley. Julio had a nice game, had a nice catch on me to end overtime because I really wasn't matching at the time. So that was my first, actually, I think that was my second game being matched, but I think we played AJ Green earlier. But going into that game, I was just so fired up because, you know, I felt like I let my team down the year before, obviously putting them in position to win the game on the 1 yard line. Man, I went in that game so fired up, Matt. I'm talking about, man, at the gate, I felt like I couldn't do nothing wrong.
Mm.
I think it was the second play they tried to throw like a stutter go. I should have picked it, but I knocked it down. Once I knocked that sucker down, I was like, it's about to be a long day. Man, I think I held Julio when I was on him. I think it was around, I think he was like 0 for 8 for a while.
You had a good game. That was the interception they tried to take from you, right?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's like you know what I'm talking about. When you have that,
you toe tap on the sideline. Remember Saving, we had him on the show, said it was a pick. He said, what did the ref say? Yeah, I remember that. They got some home cooking right there.
And still speaking about college, man, shout out to EA Sports for putting that league campus. Mm-hmm. Your boys on the team, LSU, rocking that 7. So I'm definitely going to go.
So EA Sports.
Yeah, so EA Sport Madden on the game.
Oh, Madden.
Like a college league campus thing, some type of mode or whatever. And they have like maybe 8 teams and they have like their ultimate teams. So like LSU, I think Florida State was on there, or Oklahoma, Ohio State, USC, Clemson.
Campus Legends is what it's called.
Campus Legends.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was and I saw I made the team, so that was pretty dope. I'm going to go.
What number 7 on?
Huh?
What number 7 on?
I'm going to go play Madden. Just so I can make sure they got me on 99 on there, because ain't no way I shouldn't be 99 in college.
Nah, you should. Yeah, you won the Thorpe. You won every award.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You're right. When you're right, you're right. Ah, college football is back.
It's back.
Let's go. Now, Viking fans, stand up. You should already be standing anyway, but here's where you really stand up. It's time for school check-in. Cut day in the NFL. It's a tough day for a lot of players. You know, young guys, vets. Man, it's a tough day. Something that happens every year. And oddly enough, it usually happens on the weekend, but because of the change of the preseason schedule, it's happening Tuesday. And final cuts will definitely all be known by Wednesday when this episode releases. When it comes to the Minnesota Vikings, some notable cuts. So surprising names, a surprising name to say the least. Everson Griffin just got signed last week, played pretty well in the preseason game against Kansas City. And it was a big deal when they brought Everson Griffin back. Remember, he had a lot of success with the Vikings throughout his career there. A guy who was highly respected in the organization, clearly respected on the football field. So it was safe to say I felt like he would have been, on the 53, but he didn't make it. You know, how surprising was that news to you, Pat P?
You know, I just saw it. That was very surprising. You know, but you know this business. You know, nothing too much take you by surprise now. You know what I mean? So, I see that they're probably going to bring him back. You know, I really don't know the rules and how. Yeah. The roster works.
Oh, you know what they might be doing, Pat P? I just thought about it. They might bring him back after week one, because if they bring him back after week one, it's not guaranteed.
Yes, that's
his salary is not. They can cut him at any given time. That's what they might be trying to do.
So we'll see. You know, I think he's definitely got some left in the tank. Obviously, we saw that having 4 quarterback hurries and a sack in the Kansas.
Yeah, he had 4.
I believe it was a couple of them. Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 quarterback hurries and a sack. So, I thought he would be very productive for us, but we'll see.
We'll see. Other notable names that didn't make it: Jake Browning, Nate Stanley, running back Amir Abdullah, Dakota Dozier, Chad Beebe, Kenny Wilkes, and Zach Davison. Didn't make the cut. Chad goes on IR. He was injured. Very dark day in the NFL. And hopefully a lot of guys that I just mentioned get picked up somewhere. And hopefully you guys bring back Everson Griffin. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back after week one, because like I said, listeners and viewers, if you cut a veteran player before week one, if you bring him back after week one, his salary is not guaranteed. It's more of a business decision. That's in favor of the organization, because they don't have to guarantee him a salary. If he makes the 53 right now, he's guaranteed. They can, regardless what happens. So maybe that was more of a business type move for the Vikings, but only time will tell. Preseason week 3 reaction. A lot of you guys didn't play. A lot of the starters didn't play. Pat Mahomes, his guys went out and played, and you can tell the difference. You know, he was going against twos, and Pat Mahomes is a good situation. I mean, it's a tough situation for ones. Better yet, going against the twos, and it looked real good. You know, overall takeaway from the preseason for you, Pat P, is what?
You know, not really. It's hard to take away, but as far as a total team,
mm-hmm.
you had so many pieces in there playing with guys, you know, that they may wasn't accustomed of playing, being with in practice. You know what I mean? So the time it may not have been there. As far as on mm-hmm. the offensive side of the ball, and on defense, you know, you want to get guys in there, and because our team is on, you know, the back half of the defense, like the backups are all young guys, so you want to give them more opportunities than possible, you know, to so when the lights are bright in the real situation, they'll be more than ready. So mm-hmm. for me, I was looking more for execution, seeing if guys can play fast, see if guys can line up and be able to, you know, execute their job at a high level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I believe we took some strides. I thought Cam played great in the second half of the preseason. Chris Boyd, I thought he played solid. You know, I know you know there are some plays out there for him to still make, but all these guys are still young. They're still learning their way, and it was a great thing.
Boyd, 29, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. He put a lot of energy.
It was good to see them continue to take those steps in the right direction to be in the right position to be able to help the team.
I like him. I like him. Outside of that reaction on the field, he did have an injury to a key significant player. Play I've been hyping all year long off season.
We had him on.
No,
we didn't have Irv on.
We have Irv on. Alabama guy, Irv Smith. We gotta get Irv on, but underwent meniscus surgery. He's expected to miss the start of the season. It might be safe to say the first two or three ball games. Tyler Conklin is his backup. What kind of blow is that? Because Irv was balling this throughout camp and everything like that. So what kind of blow is that to this offense?
That's a big blow because, you know, having Irv throughout minicamp, OTAs, training camp, you know, you can see that he was going to be a big part of the offense. And he was one of the key guys that was going to, you know, keep defenses honest. You know what I mean? So we just got to go back to the drawing board. I think Tyler is a good fit in there as a tight end. He's been making plays all camp as well. Been, I think early on in camp, he was dealing with like an ankle injury or something like that. But for the most part, I think he'll be up for the task. I just saw we traded for
Chris Herndon.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Chris Herndon from New York, the Jets. Let me tell you a little bit about him, Pappy. I don't know if you saw a lot about him, but he had a few years ago, he had a real good year with the Jets. He'd been dealing with some injuries, but athletically speaking, he's a gifted guy. He just hasn't been able to hit that stride they thought he would hit in New York. And I think this could be a quiet, under-the-radar type of move that could really be beneficial. Depends on how fast he can pick up the offense. He's more athletic than Tyler. He has a higher ceiling. He just hasn't been consistent. So when you look at what he has surrounded him at, when it comes to the other pass catchers, I mean, you don't need to do too much when you got Justin, when you got Adam Thielen, you got Dalvin Cook. Just be where you're supposed to be. And Captain Kirk gonna get you the football.
Yep, just be where you need to be.
Yep. Outside of the Irv Smith injury and the trade for Chris Herndon, who should be, like I said, he should be a pleasant surprise in Minnesota. Let's see if I'm right. Harrison Smith, the hitman who we've had on this show. I love seeing our guests get paid. The hitman.
Yes, sir.
Man, just went and sat on top of the bank with a crowbar. He tried to break it. Tried to break the bank with a crowbar. 4 years, $64 million. He's the second highest paid safety in the NFL, only behind Jamal Adams. Special safety is not just a guy who just delivers blows. He also picks off passes. Most interceptions since 2012. You got Richard Sherman, 32, Marcus Peters, 31, and Harrison Smith, 28. Our very own Pat Peterson, they're 26.
Yeah, I got 28, by the way.
You got
retired. Then we talked about.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, you got to. Okay. Yeah. Well, I tell you this much. We got two Vikings. We got two Vikings on the top four list since 2012. So that means something, right?
Hey.
That secondary should be fire. Harrison's making $16 million per year. What makes Harrison so special? You got a chance to work with him. Clearly, you knew about his game being in the NFL, but not seeing him up close and personal every day, man. What makes Harrison so special?
You know, when a guy spends 10 years in the league, you know, it's just, you know, they go about their business the right way. Harry comes to work every day. He's a pro. He's a great communicator. And that's what, like, is a natural gift that most great safeties have. They're able to communicate across the board. And, you know, that's just, and obviously his athletic ability and his play on the field speaks for itself, but the way he's able to communicate and get guys lined up and also still play at a high level is pretty remarkable. And, you know, like I said, the great ones all have that trait. Mm-hmm. And he's definitely one that I view in that same class, you know. So being able to work with him each and every day has been a pleasure, you know. So I'm excited for the season to finally get here. To get this ass cutting time going, baby.
That's what time it is. That's what time it is. We had him on the show. He was fired up too.
Yeah.
Boy, it'd be a great treat. Boy, if I can tell you this much, of Pat P and the Hitman can combine for like 12 picks.
Mm.
Even number, either 10, 12, 14, 8, 10, 12, 14. Those are the numbers. I ain't talking about blackjack.
I like
8, 10, 12, 14. Minnesota Vikings, let me know how you feel about that. Can a Hitman and Pat P combine for that? That'd be nice. Print the shirts, though. What time it is, Pat P?
Half cutting time, Jack.
Starting the week. Don't worry, we're going to have a heck of a week one show next week for you guys, but we're going to slow it down. Just, we can't get fired up just yet. Got to go ahead and just, you know, sip on some wine and just chill a little bit right now. It's not time to get fired up. Shout outs. Harrison Smith, shout out to Minnesota, man. Go ahead and doing what they're supposed to do, man, to a guy who definitely was deserving of a huge payday. Went out and made him the second highest paid safety in the game, man. Shout out to Minnesota, the Vikings, and shout out to the Hitman, Harrison Smith. Pat, man, you're about to enter year 11, and I know you got five good ones left in you, but eventually you're going to be where I'm at on the other side, the retired side. And where I'm at, it's about wanting to look and feel good without having to put in 2-a-days at the gym. Be on a strict diet and drink some of these weird teas they have out now. That's why I've really enjoyed using Noom. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to help create a healthy balance. It doesn't burn you out because their approach is sustainable. Since I started using Noom, I definitely understand my relationship with food better now. I don't regret when I have some of that outstanding lemon pound cake. But I know if I can control cravings and just change a few food shopping habits, it would leave me with more energy and increase my mood. And no need to fear ruining the whole program with one day off, because I definitely had a few of those. That's because Noom will help you get back on track. All you need to do is just utilize a daily 10-minute check-in. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/ATC. That's noom.com/ATC. Start your trial today. Well, it's time for Around the League. Here's where we recap some of the most intriguing, most entertaining, most surprising news in the NFL. There's a lot to talk about because it is cut time, trying to trim the roster down to 53 players. And one of the bigger surprising cuts that we saw during cut day, Cam Newton.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Released by the Patriots. Mac Jones is the starting quarterback, and I watched these two guys battle. Both guys played pretty good football. But me personally, if it wasn't a clear-cut winner, if it was no big-time separation between both guys, I felt like they would go with Mac. And Mac looked real good, Pappy. Mac looked real good. I was high on Mac Jones at Alabama. Yeah, and when Mac Jones stepped in for Tua Tagovailoa 2 years ago when Tua got hurt, the offense didn't slow down. They actually got better. That's how I feel. Because he was smarter with the football. He's a little more precise. He didn't take the chances that Tua was taking. And no knock on Tua, but it just seemed like Mac just flowed better. And he had one of the prettiest deep balls I've seen in college football in a long, long time.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Pretty deep ball. That boy was dropping. He was dropping dimes. He had a pocket full of dimes, and he was wearing cargo shorts.
Yes, sir.
He had a lot of dimes to drop, boy, on Saturday. But what was your reaction
hearing the news that Cam got released?
I was shocked when I saw it this morning, you know, on my Instagram feed. But, you know, just letting the day go on and just listening to some of what some of the, you know, other sport analysts been talking about. I didn't even think about this, about him, you know, being unvaccinated. And they were just talking about, you know, obviously everybody have their choice. And we all know Bill runs a strict mm-hmm. program. And he feel like if you're not vaccinated, you're putting the team at risk of not being available, you know, because now they're saying, hell, COVID, you know, COVID, it comes in food now. It's all in the air, you know, so it's, you don't know when you're going to, you know, attract the virus or whatever. So, I think he was just, you know, wanting to put his team in the best position possible and have the guy who he feels going to be available for him each and every Sunday. But, you know, it was definitely a shock to see Cam Newton go, but I'm sure Cam will get a job here pretty soon, though.
See, that's the thing. When you talk about the COVID concerns, if Cam just was the better player, if he performed better in the opportunities that he had, you still take the risk, even if he's not vaccinated, because he's the best option.
Right.
Mac Jones really was right there.
Yeah. Now, Matt had a great preseason, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, I watched the game when they played Philly. And did they play Washington?
They played Washington. Yep.
Yeah, I saw that game, too. And it just, like I said, he just looked comfortable. I thought Trey Lance looked pretty good, you know, from the games I did. Well, I think I watched the Charger game.
Yep.
I thought he looked good in that game. And I haven't watched Wilson from the Jets yet, but I've heard he's been doing.
Yeah, he had a real good game against Green Bay.
Who the other? Oh, I saw
Trevor
against the Cowboys, who looked like he turned the page.
Yeah, just
first two games, he was looking like it was a little bit too fast for him, but it looked like it slowed down for him.
We got Fields. You mentioned Fields?
No, I did not mention Fields. I honestly wasn't able to watch any of his games, but. I did see that they hit.
So the young quarterbacks, we got Fields, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. Am I missing anybody else?
You said Trevor?
Who?
Trevor.
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you this much, hearing the news that Mac Jones is a starting quarterback, he's my favorite to win Rookie of the Year.
And just saying it right now.
Right now, I'm saying. I don't even know what the odds is.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the best position, honestly.
Yeah, I don't even know what the odds is. The reason why I like Mac Jones, he's probably the most accurate quarterback out of his class. Mm-hmm. No knock on Trevor. Trevor is the more he's the more superior talent at the quarterback position, but accuracy, and he's probably the best thinker. I can care less what you look like, but if you're a thinker at that position, you can win ball games. See, the issue with Mac Jones, when you look at his draft class, the other guys at the position, the quarterback position, they all look to be in better shape. Mac Jones has a soccer dad body who drank beer
and occasionally
just smoked cigarettes. That's how he looks.
Already got picked up. You know, he posts that picture every year.
You know what I'm saying? When you look at Mac Jones, it's like he should be a soccer dad driving a Odyssey van. Shout out to Honda. Driving a van and occasionally got a six-pack next to him. He ain't got the abs like some of these other guys got. But because of that, it kind of hindered him because the league is trending to these athletic quarterbacks that can run. Mac Jones had enough athleticism, but he's not as athletic as some of the other guys. So me personally, I think that hurt him a lot, but he's a thinker.
Yeah, he a baller too, man.
He's a thinker, and he can throw it.
Yeah.
And, he's from Florida. He's from Duval.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from Duval. He went to Jacksonville Bulls.
Florida stand up.
So we'll see, but we got to figure out what the odds is. I'm here. You heard it from me right here. He going to win Rookie of the Year.
Mac Jones winning Rookie of the Year. I heard you.
Yeah, right now. In other news, going back to where you used to be, Arizona, Malcolm Butler retiring. Looks like 21 won't be worn in Arizona this year. I don't know. They might give it to somebody else, but 21 won't be out there at the corner. And that was surprising. They said he's been away from the team for the last few days, not knowing why, but for personal reasons. And he's walking away from the game. I mean, he signed a one-year deal. I think it was like over $3 million guaranteed or something like that. But now they need a cornerback.
Yeah.
And they won't be having 21 out there. Mm. We'll see what happens. listeners and viewers, of course, you know, you guys usually get 7 questions here, but no 7 questions right now because the second part of our show is all listeners' questions. We wanted to make this all about fan participation. The mailbag is coming up, but first we got to get to the shout outs. We want to remind everyone that you can find us on Instagram at All Things Covered Pod. Each week we give clues for our next guest, and the first person to guess correctly gets a follow and a shout out on the pod. Shout out to Andy Seeps for correctly guessing Jared Allen. Shout out, Andy. Again, follow us at All Things Covered Pod for the very best content from the show.
Yo, Matt, I got a message for the people too. I'm excited to be back in the purple and yellow and also back to my roots, wearing that number 7 again. To remember this milestone, I've dropped an exclusive NFT with proceeds going to my foundation for success. I'm giving away a 1-of-1 NFT of my number 7 jersey, featuring my 7s from LSU and the Minnesota Vikings. The winner of this NFT will also get 2 tickets to my personal game for the rest of my career. The winner will get a number 7 Vikings jersey autographed by me. So donate to win now by visiting fandom.com/P2 for your chance to win this exclusive NFT by donating proceeds to support the Patrick Peterson Foundation for Success, which provide low-income and inner-city youth opportunities and resources to reach their full potential. So help me give back and go to Fandiem, that's FANDIEM.com/P2 to donate to win my exclusive NFT drop.
It's halftime for us, but on the other side of the break, we'll be answering tons of mailbag questions from our loyal listeners and viewers. Stay tuned.
Let's go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Listeners and viewers, this is your show. It's all about you because we rock with you because you rock with us. All Things Covered preseason mailbag. We got a big bag of letters, questions from you guys, and we appreciate you guys from just, you know, showing us so much love. So we want to give you guys some love right back. We got general questions, Viking questions, and then some NFL-related questions as well, Pat P. So this should be a fun show. The first question coming from at Peace Out 5266. Thank you, Peace Out, for your question. What song will you, Pat P, be listening to get hyped up for week one? Your go-to song coming from Peace Out 5266.
Oh man, my go-to song. I was actually listening to it today, I thought, and I was feeling it too. I said, this might be the song right here. Hold on, I'm gonna play it for you.
Oh, you gonna play it for us? Peace out. You get a chance to actually hear the song from Pat P.
He might not like it though.
He might not like it.
Yeah, he might not like it, but I like it.
What you got?
What that boy Jada say? Top 5 DOA, man.
He ain't lying.
Boy, he ain't lying. When he right, he right. Man. Hey,
so that's what I'm rocking first. So that just got my pick out just now.
Okay. That's a good
Lil
one.
Wayne,
thank you.
It's good.
That's Lil Wayne.
With my boy Jada Kiss, Drake, and Lil Wayne on there, like some of the greatest music makers in the world.
Who got the best part on the song then, Pappy? You say you got Wayne, you got Jada, and you got Drake.
I like Jada, the way he came into that joint. He just set the tone. He was like the special team. He was like the special team. You know how to sit there, kick that ball off. You got like the whole daddy go down
tone,
there.
Tone setup. No question. Set the tone.
Jada set the tone. Ooh, right? So yes, now the first quarter over. So you know you get in the second quarter, now you're getting in the groove. So that's what Drake brought. Drake brought he scored before halftime. You know, he got everybody's excitement is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Weezy just came and closed the game out, man. He closed the game out. He was like the old 49ers, grinding meat, man. Running the ball, passing the ball, play action, whatever he wanted to do. He closed the game out, Jack.
That's fire. That's fire. And also, I would like to make sure I let this be known that we have Twitter questions and Instagram questions as well. So they're coming from different sites, but we're going to show love. Next question is from @twinsguy03. What has been your favorite restaurant in Minnesota so far?
Oh, man, I haven't really been able to get out and try restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, one of the better ones I've been to, you know, I like this little, they got this little spot downtown. I can't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like, it's almost like a food truck town, but it's a building and they got like 7-8 restaurants in it.
Yep.
So I like going in there, man. They got taco, barbecue. They got this soul food spot called Soul Bowl, which I think is a cool concept where they got like the collard greens, yam, mac and cheese, chicken all in a bowl. So you can kind of like eat it together. Ooh. Now it's dope. And they got this BAD wings downstairs that my daughter loved to get them barbecue, hickory barbecue chicken wings. They got a taco spot in there.
Huh?
Man,
what's the name of this place?
I'm trying to think of it. Ah.
It's called the Gaze.
That's the name of it, because you're going in there gazing through all the restaurants. Yes, sir. Hey, that thing banging right downtown, right behind the Twin Stadium.
They got all this at one spot?
All at one spot, Matt.
Oh, my goodness.
And on Sundays, they had like a little DJ in that joint, too. So
it'd be decent. It's nice little vibe.
They got a coffee shop downstairs. You can get you a little espresso. Sit on the patio. Man, and the weather been phenomenal, man. Like, the day was 77.
Oh.
Hear the birds chirping, Mac. It was just gorgeous. It just felt like a blessed day. Today. I called my personal coach today, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, Hood, man, it feels good to have that fire still burning. Does that mean blessings are upon me? He said, no doubt, P2. God damn it, I can't wait for this year to start because I feel blessings upon blessings, baby.
No question. You got 1 week and it's time to go. Shout out to Twins Guy 03 for his question.
How your boy looking them clips though? What I sent you?
Oh, look real smooth. Real smooth. When you're running the route for them, but you playing cornerback, but you running the route like a wide receiver.
Stay tuned, man.
Yeah, Pat, he sent me some clippers, man. We go over, man. I ain't had too much I could say. I mean, that when you trying to help coach someone up and you see like afraid. All right, next rep.
My coach favorite line is say walk it. What do you call it? Walking the dog.
Hey, no question. Next rep. All right, next. Which I want me to say, I can't coach. Ain't nothing to coach up. Everything was all how it's supposed to be done. Next rep. Next question comes from @sugartrim_. Who will win a one-on-one and a three-sport challenge? You got golf or Pat going to win that one? Mm-hmm. One-on-one goal line, best out of three. One-on-one basketball. I'm definitely taking in basketball.
I don't know about that, Matt.
I'm out shoot you. They used to call me Agent Zero. I shoot myself in the zone.
I hate you, Mac, man. And then you know what they used to call me?
What?
Run our tests, man, because I'm flipping everything. Everything, and I'm playing like it's football.
I'm gonna shoot myself in the zone. I might be off, but I'm gonna keep shooting. Kobe said, "If you don't shoot, you make it."
No doubt about it.
You don't shoot, goal, you'll never make it.
A goal line. What do they mean by goal line?
He talking about goal line tackling. running. I'm not doing it. I haven't done Oklahoma drill since free little league football. Lay on my back. You remember that? You remember that Oklahoma drill?
Hey man, listen, Oklahoma drill put a lot of fear in a lot of people's hearts. Hey,
that made a lot of people not play football. That made a lot of people. I used to try to get mine out of the way quick, but I had a strategy. I was like, man, I gotta figure out, because you know that you be lined up. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be lined up. So I'm like, dang, let me see what a freak I'm lined up with. I'm already like, oh, freak. So then, you know, you try to move back, but you got a little jits behind. Like, no, you in front of me. I'm like, all right. So my strategy was, if I was tackling, I got to be the first one to get off the ground. Because if I'm the first one to get off the ground, I got momentum, and I'm just coming head first. But if you're the last one getting up, he already coming at you. You're gonna land straight on the back of that Rydell on the back of that helmet. You remember that bottom part that had that Rydell on it? You could be all the way down here back. So I could be trying to be quick off the ground. The first one on Oklahoma drill off the ground is the winner. Hands down, you got momentum. But y'all know I ain't like, when you look, man, you know back in the day, you had that one jit who was just super strong for no reason, and he would just love hitting people. And you always be, oh man, I don't want him. Where he at? I'm trying to figure out. Make sure I ain't where he's coming. Because you already know what he was coming to do. That's it. All he want to do is hit.
Hit your head off.
No question. All right, next question comes from at Teflon_Yan. Oh, this is for me. Do you think Florida State will be competitive enough to watch games out in public this year?
Oh, man, he tried you, man.
Teflon, the first game is against Notre Dame, national ranked team, been in the playoffs the last few years. Not consistently in the playoffs, but they have sprinkled in the playoffs a little bit. Just watch that one at home by yourself. Be by yourself. Because you don't know what to expect right now. So just hope for the best. But honestly, I think we're going in a better direction. But you're just going to have to see, because Notre Dame is a powerhouse. They've been a powerhouse for me, consistently been good for quite some time. But I think better days are coming.
I don't care.
So to answer your question... Team.
Still go out there and support, man.
Yeah, no, but see, Pat, you ain't retired yet, Pat. I can't watch games around certain people because, you know, number one, when you watch in public, everybody think they know everything. Everybody think they could have caught that pass. Everybody think they could have made that tackle. Anybody can make the Pro Bowl from the couch.
Man,
anybody. But then I don't want to hear. Hey, yeah, exactly.
Rex Life said this. He said this line in his rap song, bro. It was so phenomenal and just, oh man. He said everybody is a superstar from their couch. That's fan fiction.
Mm.
Oh my God! I started to tweet that the other day.
That's ain't dope. That. Everybody, you know. Oh, I could have made. No, you couldn't. Because if you could, you'd be doing it. You never had an opportunity to do it. You stop saying you could have or you should have. No, no. But then that's the reason why I think sometimes you got to watch games by yourself, because sometimes you just be hearing ignorant statements.
Yeah, man. That's just like me. Like, we had a decent year last year, but it wasn't what we was used to. I still go out and watch my Tigers.
Yeah. I like watching it just by myself. So I can analyze. I can kind of like just by myself. I get too emotionally involved. It's the highs and lows with me. Yeah, that's the roller coaster. It's an up and down affair with me sometimes. I'm like, man, what? And,
you be on yeah, the roller coaster.
I'm all the way in there, Pat. You not understand when they dun, 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 dun.
You back at that what y'all covers are again? Garnet and Gold.
Yeah, Garnet and Gold. I'm back in there. So sometimes I gotta watch by myself. But thank you, Teflon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna do this one for you, Mac. Since you started it. You know, this is all things covered. This is all Mac. So this question here from at Matt 28. I'm starting a podcast. Any tips on things you didn't know going into it?
Any tips? It's a lot of work, but you gotta have a love for what you're talking about. Because anytime me and Pat P jump on, it just feels like we just doing what we do best.
Yeah.
Talking. You know what I mean? Talking and having quality content. Eric does a great job in getting us both prepared. Shout out to Eric.
Shout out to Eric. I had resources.
You remember when we had Shaq on? Shaq called Eric out.
He said, "Let me see your face, man."
Hey, shout out to Eric. But you got to have some good people behind you, man. And then also, too, you know, you got to have
whoever the host is. You got to have two guys that are two, you know, a guy and a girl or whoever. They got to be all together. It got to be a natural, organic flow. And that's what me and Pat P got that luxury because we've known each other forever. So it's not like we're working with strangers. And just got to, you got to love what you're talking about. That passion has to be there. Thank you, Matt. Matt 282828. Yeah.
282828.
His number, his football or basketball number must have been 28. He might be just love number 28.
Yeah, he must have went to Little League, high school to semi-pro maybe.
I got one for you. Pat P at L underscore Tiger 311. Pat, you play lots of golf with different caddies.
That I do.
Who's the best caddy ever? Asking for a friend.
Hey, I know exactly who this is. This is my caddy, Mike. My guy, Mikey.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is my guy, Mikey.
It's a personal question. He said, who's the best caddy? He asking for a friend. I don't know if you know the friend.
For a friend.
Yeah. You know the friend. You don't know the friend, but he asking for that friend.
But I will say my guy, Mikey, man, he always keeps me in the best headspace when we out on the course. Like, you know, no matter how dull the moment may be, or, you know, if I'm, you know, down on myself on a shot, Mike definitely knows how to lighten the mood. And quite frankly, he's the best green reader I ever been around. Mikey can read some.
What is a green reader?
Oh, he's also like, as my caddy, you know, he wiped my clubs for me, give me the yardages. And when we get on the putting surface on the green, that's what they call the green, the putting surface, is like he literally, you know, tell me the line to take, the best line to take to get it into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first year bringing him out to Tahoe, never saw the course before. My first day, I went out and had 28 points, Matt. My first day, the highest I've ever had, you know, in one day. And it was just because Mikey was reading some great, giving me some great read, and putts was just falling. I think I made like five birdies that day, shot like two under, was just on fire. I couldn't do no wrong. But the next day
came. Put you in position to be successful.
Yeah, but the next day came, Mac, it was my birthday. We went out and just, you know, had a little bit too much of a good time. and my golf cap wasn't on Saturday, but it got back on Sunday and we got it together. But he's been my guy since that. And I think that was 2016, if I'm not mistaken, but Mikey is the best caddy ever had.
Shout out to L underscore Tiger 311, also known as Mikey. All right, this is a hypothetical for both of us, coming from at Matthew underscore Wolf. Hypotheticals for both of us. Pat P, would you sacrifice many of your Pro Bowl seasons if it meant you won a ring?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't think so. Like, I want a ring, and obviously I know a lot falls into, you know, getting a ring, but you got to also think, you know, the Pro Bowls, that's an individual accolade, and you always want to put yourself in the best position possible to help the team win ball games. And quite frankly, you know, obviously I know it's a team game, but you also plan for yourself to get those all pro votes, to get those Pro Bowl votes.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has to fall in the perfect way for you to win, you know, a ring. You know, I love the grind that I'm on chasing that ring, you know? So, no, I don't think I would give up my Pro Bowls because you say many of them, hell.
Yeah, how many you got to give up?
If I had to give up any of them, I just give up one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I just give up one. If it's one, I don't know about many of them.
So he asked me the same question. Will you trade your ring for a string of Super Bowl?
Would you trade rings, man.
Your ring for a string of Pro Bowl seasons? Like, I got two. So I trade one for a string of, I would. That's easy. I got two. Yeah, you're right. So I can give one. And I give the one that ain't the dopest ring either. So I give the first one the second ring was better.
That was definitely not for you.
Yeah, so that's easy for me. Shout out to Matthew underscore Wolf. Next question coming from Cardinals at Cardinals Red Zone. This is easy. MJ or LeBron?
Me, MJ.
Me, MJ too.
Okay.
Heck, if you had Kobe in there, I'm going Kobe. Also.
Yeah, I like, yeah, Kobe's my all-time favorite. You know, nothing, you know, against LeBron. You know, he's been doing what, you know, what not many people doing at his age.
Exactly. And he's doing it for our Lakers. But
no doubt about it. You know, so I'm just the biggest Kobe Bryant fan and one of the biggest MJ fans. So
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Thank you, Cardinals Red Zone, for that question. Next question coming from at JRive95. What's your favorite vacation spot when you're not on dry land?
My favorite vacation spot. Like with the family or with the lady?
Just in general. Just in general. The favorite.
It's tricky because, you know, obviously, you know, with the lady, you go to a much more seductive resort, you know, destinations. Mm-hmm. You know, with the kids, you know, you just go to the Bahamas, make sure we're kids friendly. You know, Orlando. I like that stuff, but that's why I said, is it with the kids or the lady? But I'm going to give you both.
Okay.
With the kids, I love going to Disneyland, Disney World.
Huh? I can't stand. I'm tired of Disney. I don't want to do no more Disney, bro.
Man, I don't know. Is it because, like, my mom and dad took us there every year growing up, you know, being from Pompano? I don't know. I just want them to, like, you know, I just feel like I'm in their shoes again because I was able to go to Disney World, you know, 3-4 times a year. And now being a dad and taking my girls, I just get the biggest joy out of that, man. So with the family, Disney World, I know you don't like it, Matt. So
I one time went like 4 times in 1 year.
I know, man. We do the same thing.
How many times are we going to keep seeing the same thing? And every time my kids see it, it's like the first time they ever seen it. Oh, Animal Kingdom. Like, yo, we just seen it 3 times already. They're the same animal.
Just like, the joy in their face, man. I love it, man. I'm all in with them. But with the lady, I've been so many places. I'm going to say with the lady, Italy, man. We've been all over Italy. I thought Italy was just super, super dope.
What made Italy so special? Was it the food? Was it just the scenery?
I mean, just the ambiance, man. Mm-hmm. Just the layout, just the people, the food, the nightlife, just how slow and just peaceful it was. Like, especially being in Venice, you know, traveling, literally walking to every restaurant. Nobody got a care in the world. You know, the hotels, like almost in the alley. You're on these canals where you got to take the boats everywhere. Man, it was just, and the history behind it as well, it was just super, super, just phenomenal. Went to Milan, went to all over the Amalfi Coast. Where else we went? I said Venice, Milan. We went somewhere else. I can't think of it right now. But Italy with the lady definitely was one of my favorite. But like I said, man, we've been somewhere everywhere, man. I like Bali when we went to go.
Yeah, because you know how you roll when you ain't.
Yeah, man. I like Bali. We went and rode the elephants. Had dinner with the elephants one night. Been to Bora Bora, Maldives.
You been to Dubai?
Been to Dubai a couple times. Dubai actually was probably. It's top five for sure.
Top five.
Matt, let me show you this picture real quick before we get off this. Man, they thought I was a prince, Matt. I
got
to show
you. What you got for us?
Hey, Matt. No, Matt, I was dolled up, Matt. I was doing it for the coach. I was doing it for the coach, Matt. Check your boy out.
What you got? Oh, that's you? You got to send me that. Send me that.
I got my toes out and everything.
All in the sand.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
thank sir. You, J Rod, for that question. J Rod 95. The next question. Ooh, this is a good one. At Drew Chris 87. Will Pat P ever switch to an offset smoker?
Offset smoker? Nah. Pit boss, baby.
I'm still in that pit boss.
I'm a pit boss, man.
I'm still waiting. Where Alex at? I'm still waiting on my pit. I'm waiting on my pit boss as well.
He got your job, man. He got you.
I'm just waiting on that. All right. Thank you, Drew Chris 87, for that question. Now we got some biking questions. We got a lot of questions, man. We appreciate this fan support, man. We really rock with y'all. Y'all rock with us. At Ink Tech Ellis, will Pat P talk trash about DeAndre Hopkins before the Arizona Cardinals game?
No, man, I don't do that.
Yeah, but that's your guy. We had him on the show.
Yeah, D-Hop's a phenomenal player. I'm just looking forward to a great matchup.
And y'all had people forgetting, you guys had battles a lot. Had a lot of battles when he was with the Texans.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, man.
No
so question. That should be a fun matchup. Yeah, it's going to be a fun matchup, man. You know, I know obviously D-Hop is going to bring his A-game as he do every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking to pack mine as well.
Okay. Thank you, Ink Tech, for that question. Next question coming from Dom_Eyes354. Where would you rank the Vikings secondary in the NFL right now?
Right now?
Right now.
You know, we got a lot of new pieces, so I'm going to be modest. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I have a good vision of what it can be, but I'm going to be very modest because we got a lot of new pieces. You know, Harrison is the only guy coming back as a starter in the secondary, but we have some key veteran pieces. So right now, I'm going to go 11.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. All right. Thank you, Dom_Eyes354. Next question is coming from Josh Nowakowski. I hope I said that right. Nowakowski. Josh Nowakowski. What three teams are you looking forward to playing this season? Three. What three teams you really hyped about playing?
Pittsburgh Steelers, because I never beat them before.
Y'all playing Steelers this year?
Yeah, it's only like three teams in the league I've never beaten. Pittsburgh is one of them.
You never beat the Steelers. I didn't know that.
I don't think I ever beat the Dolphins. It's the Steelers, Dolphins. It's one more team I can't think of. But I want to be like Tom Brady, man. I want to have an opportunity to beat everybody.
So y'all play Miami in Minnesota?
Well, we don't play Miami this year, but that's one of the teams that I've never beaten before.
Okay. What three teams are you looking forward to playing this season?
This season is the Steelers. Like I said, I never had the opportunity to beat them. Tennessee Titans,
because
they got a stable of horses over there. I want to see how we mount up to them. You know, what I mean? they got a talented, very very talented offense, and I want to see how our defense is going to handle that challenge. And also the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Makes sense. All right. Thank you, Josh, for that question. Next question is coming from Tony Hayufarm. I'm sorry if I butchered it up a little bit, Tony, but Tony Hayufarm.
Yeah.
All right. Skull check in. Favorite thing about being a part of the Twin Cities community so far?
Being able to go to different parks. We went to this park. I can't remember the name of it, but they had like these little paddle boats. My daughters love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them out there a couple of times. They got the state fair around here. I was looking to take the girls there sometime this week. Obviously golf. I love the golf. I've been fishing a couple of times, so the fishing's been great to me so far. Just everything, man. Just the atmosphere here is just different. You know, it's just a much more laid back feel on, you know, just everything, you know, just people just, you know, down for one thing. That's, you know, handling their business, going on about their day, but also, you know, being polite and mindful of the people around them. So it's been great here in Minnesota, man. Me and my family love it so far.
And you guys right now, they're during the best time because the weather's ideal.
Yeah. 70,
enjoy it.
Better. What did I say? 75 birds.
Yes, sir. Your birds chirping. I don't know if they're going to be chirping in a few more months.
They're going to Florida.
Yeah, they're going down south. Thank you, Tony, for that question. Next question is coming from Zenus. How do you think Kellen Munn looked Friday versus KC?
You know, I thought he had some moments. You know, he's a rookie, you know, don't have as many snaps as, you know, I just think the speed of the league is just different in quarterback's eyes coming in from college and into the league. And that's, especially with him. I know, you know, who is Jimbo, you know, is a pro style offense,
mm-hmm.
And I think he probably, Eric might have to get the stat for him. I think he operated more out of the gun, if I'm not mistaken. And people don't know. Yeah.
And most college quarterbacks operate more out of the gun.
Right. And that's a huge difference versus getting the ball up under the center and having to take your drops and now scan the defense versus catching the ball and having a tenth of a second to scan the defense, scan the safety, and seeing there where everybody is to now deliver the ball where you want it to go. I just think he has to get used to, you know, taking the ball under center and let the game gradually come to him. But like I said, I thought he had moments. He made some great throws, made some bad throws, you know. So, those are things.
16 of 23, 180, 196, one interception. He got sacked one time.
Yeah, so, like I said, I thought he had some moments, you know, threw the ball well, threw the deep ball well a couple of times, connecting with KJ a couple of times on the sideline. I'm just looking for him to continue to grow.
Yeah, thank you, Zunus, for that question. Next question is coming from Austin, JW5.7. How many picks you getting this year in Minnesota, P2? I say three. Which you got for us, though? He said he got you with three picks. How many do you think you're going to get, Pat?
More than that.
More than that? Yeah, and I said an even number, too. So I said at least, you know, they got probably six.
I ain't going to put no number on it, but more than that.
Yeah, more than three. That's all we need is more than three. All right. Thank you, Austin, for that question. Next question has come from Patrick.Brooks11, at Patrick.Brooks11. How different is Zim's defense, and how well are you picking it up?
It wasn't very difficult because, you know, like I alluded to when I first signed here, you know, with Vance coming from up under the Zim coaching tree, is pretty much the same defense, you know, just different terminology. And like I said, I'm a ball player, you know, cover three, cover two, cover one. That's all the same.
Yeah,
all you have to get. The main thing for me is just understanding the terminology as far as when we want to do certain things, because everybody have different terms. So it was just getting the terms down pat, and I was off of the ground racing.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick, for that question. Next question is coming from Sivan Hill. What's the likelihood of bringing Larry Fitz home?
Zero.
Zero. You think he's going to call it? He's going to hang it up?
Nah, I honestly don't know, you know what he's gonna do. If he hasn't retired yet, you know, only team I see him playing for is Arizona. Like I don't see him playing for another team.
But so I don't know if they have room for him out there though.
No, it can be. You know, it can be. You know, obviously, you know, it's a long season, Matt. You know, it's a very long season.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
it could be a time, a point. You know, they may ring him up.
We'll see. That the injuries will occur. We know that much.
You never know. You know, they might give them 12 for a half a season.
Yeah. And, no question. Knowing him, he'll go get it too. You talk about a man who just been making money his whole career. He got 14 last year, didn't he?
Huh?
He got like 14 last year? Something crazy.
I don't know.
It was double digit. I know that much. He's just been eating.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen Hill, for that question. Next question is coming from, no question. He came out the gate running. He's been running ever since. Next question is coming from H_Gucci Party.
To play eight games.
What'd you say, Pat?
I said they'll give him eight to play six games.
Hands down. Hands down. Out of AZ. Yeah. Next question is coming from H_Gucci Party. Do you think this roster is deep and good enough for a Super Bowl run? Big love from Brazil and Skol. Coming from Brazil. Okay.
Yeah. You know, shout out to Brazil. You know, I think we have the potential. You know, now week one is underway here in a couple of, what we got? 13 days-ish, somewhere there before week one starts. No, and actually we got maybe 10 days because the first week is Thursday, the Tampa versus Dallas. So we got somewhere in there about 10 days. Now it's just time to go out there and do it. You know, like I said, I think we have the potential to make a deep run, but you know, now all the talk is over. Now we just got to go out there and ball.
No question. No question. And
we hope to for sure.
Most importantly, you got to get in the tournament. You know what I mean? Just get in the tournament. Yeah. Our next question is coming from at iWalkVikeZeltz. What have you taught the young DBs?
You know, just finding a way to find what works for you. Meaning, you know, yeah, you know, I may do something good in a certain stance or a certain way, may have a certain depth from a receiver, but that may not work for you. You know, find what works well for you, because at the end of the day, that's what practice is for. You know, that's why you have the opportunity to practice, go back at, on film and watch yourself practice to be able to implement something that you want, you're willing to work on the next day. You know, that's my whole mindset. Like I tell the young guys all the time, I know it may sound weird, but I watch all my press reps or, you know, all my man-to-man cover, I watch everything in slow motion because in my mind, I want to slow the game down. So now while I'm looking at the game slow, now I feel like I'm reading the picture better. So when I get out, out there on the field, I'm never stressed because,
That's a good way of attacking film study, watching it.
Yeah, so like I never watch it fast. I always watch it slow because I want to slow the game down in my head to where I'm never stressed or panic in any situations. You know, so like for an example, when I'm impressed, I'm definitely watching that slow just to prove my point that the receivers are not doing anything to force the DB to open up. Mm-hmm. Meaning, receivers can do all this dancing, do all this right here, but guess what they're doing? Coming straight down the line.
Yeah.
And I know it may sound mundane. Coaches be like, he coming straight to you. He running down. When you see it in slow motion, you're like, dang, he really was right there. Like, he really was in my space. So now with seeing that slow versus you watching it fast all the time, you really can't see it. You're going to miss a couple things. But when you're watching it slow and you really see him in that position where you can strike, now you can take it to practice, be like, he's right there every time. All I got to do is just shoot.
Wow.
All I got to do is stay square. All I got to do is take an extra kick step versus like when guys got the line of scrimmage, just open up the gate. You got time. So that's why I watch it slow, because I always feel like I got time to get where I want to be.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zeltz, for that question. Next question is coming from @SaltyFantasyManager. @SaltyFantasyManager. Oh, this is a good one. Hardest wide receiver to cover in one-on-ones, not named Adam or Justin.
You know, I only go up against those guys, you know, for the most part, because like I said, you know, I'm a firm believer of practice how you want to play. You know, no offense to any other receiver on our team, but, you know, these guys are proven NFL receivers. You know, and that's what I'm going to see on Sundays, proven NFL receivers week in and week out. So I want to practice against those guys. So I can't even tell you a rep where I went against a one-on-one with another receiver.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that question, Salty Fantasy Manager. Next question is coming from @YourBoyTuck. Favorite person on the team right now?
I spend the most time with Harrison. You know, we play golf a lot. You know, we're in the same meeting room. We communicate more than anybody on the team because obviously we got to have that continuity on the back end, being, you know, two of the older guys on the defensive side of the ball. You know, me and him just had a gel since day one, you know, so Harrison is probably the closest so far. The second, you know, I go Justin, you know, because obviously we got ties of, you know, growing up and, you know, having not growing up, him growing up when while I was going to LSU, being his brother roommate, Jordan. Well, I like everybody. You know me, Mac. I'm a people person, man. Like, I like being around people and like having a guy. Like I tell people, I'm not allergic to having a good time.
Can't be. Life too short for that. Life too short for that. Thank you, your boy Tuck, for that question. This is a good one right here. Coming from @KingSqueak. @KingSqueaks2. If all things go well this year, do you want to finish your career in Minnesota?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see, man. You know, on a one-year deal right now, I'm gonna give Minnesota all I got, you know, each and every week, as far as, you know, being a leader, showing up to work every day, showing up to work on Sundays. I'm going to be that guy. You know, ain't nothing going to be sugarcoated. Ain't nothing going to be, you know, not there. Like, you're going to get the full P2 effect each and every day. You know, obviously, we'll have to see what happens. You know, new salary cap next year. You know, I'm betting on myself right now. So, and who knows? Highest bidder.
No question. Compensation over conversation is what Wayne said. All right, now we're almost done. Man, thank you for the love and for the questions. These are NFL questions, Pat P. We're almost done. Gonna get up out of here. This question is coming from Mr. Rubes to Pat. Why don't more cornerbacks convert to safety to prolong their careers?
Man, that's a different world back there, man.
Yeah.
That's a different world back there. Most people don't know. Like, especially being on the island and your vision being like, how big the jail cell is, Matt?
It's like, what, six? I think it's six by eight.
That's like going from being in a 6x8. You can't go anywhere. Like, your vision's here. It can't get no wider. You're right here in that 6x8. Mm. That's like going back there to the rec room. Free space. You know what free space is, huh?
No question.
Downhill runners. And for corners being on the island, that tackling position is totally different. You know, it's just a different world back there, man. Yeah. And it's not easy, you know, coming from being a cornerback, switching over to safety. Because like I said, everything, like, you see the game in a whole nother light. And, you know, I think most guys, you know, especially nowadays, you know, I think it's just, you know, for me, I never want to play safety. Like, if somebody tells me to play safety, that means it's time for me to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am playing safety. I'm playing. I always told myself I'm going to start at corner and I am going to finish at corner, you know, because that's where my pride is. So if I have to play safety, that means I lost it and I got to go.
Okay. Well, thank you for that question, Mr. Rubes. Mr. Rubes. Next question. D. Bentley, highest ceiling. No bias involved. Kyler Murray or Jalen Hurts?
Man, that's a good question. So this is going into Kyler, what, third year?
Mm-hmm.
And Hurts, what, he played 8 games last year?
Yeah.
Higher ceiling. And not being biased. Ooh, I got to sit back in my chair.
Hurts only started 4 games last year.
What was his stats?
4 games. I think he was 1-3. Remember, he beat the Cardinals. He beat you guys out there.
Yeah, he did. What minute?
Either he was 1-3 or 2-2, I think.
Oh, higher ceiling right now. I'm gonna go with, and I'm not being biased. I'm gonna go.
Oh, the Cardinals won. The Cardinals won, but he had a pretty good game against you guys.
Oh man, god damn.
1-3. He was Jalen Hurts was 1-3 as a starter.
I'm gonna go. I like Jalen, man. I think Jalen's a baller too. I'm gonna go K1 though.
K1. Yeah, I'll go K1 as well.
I'm gonna go K1.
All right. Next question is coming from at LRNDLL52.
I get this one to you because
I'm. Yeah, you get this one. I didn't think of this one.
Yeah, this is your team. Is it worth it for the Steelers to sign Cam Newton? No doubt. I'm gonna answer that. If he's willing to take a backup role.
And the thing is, too, if you sign Cam Newton, you're signing him under the assumption he's not playing.
Yeah.
One thing we do know about Pittsburgh, the backup situation at the quarterback spot is shaky. It's very, very shaky. Huh?
I said it's a possibility that he can play.
So if you Pittsburgh, if you do sign Cam, you're not signing him until after week one because you're not locked in anything contract wise with him. So if you do, it might be something to really think about because, you know, in nowadays in the league, you know, you got to have 2 okay quarterbacks who you can trust.
Yeah.
One quarterback got to be legit. The other guy, you got to be like, we can trust him if we need him.
Yeah.
I don't know if Pittsburgh has that other guy on the roster.
And honestly, that's what they always missing because the game that they're losing, without Ben, they still close games. Like, it's not like they're getting, you know, blown out the building.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Keep them in. It's just they at backup just don't make the right decision sometimes.
Yeah. And if you're Cam, you know Big Ben is definitely closer to the end of his career. So if you Cam, you go in a situation, you preserve your body, you learn, part of a well-established organization. Yeah. And when Big Ben leaves, if he decides to leave after this season, some people feel like he would leave. Now you're the next man up because there's nobody else on the roster.
Right.
And, you know, they would draft someone, but heck, right now, you know, you're the guy.
Right.
I like so, ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I think that's interesting.
I think it's something to look into. But if you do make that move, you're making it during the season when nothing is guaranteed money-wise to him.
Right.
All right. Next question coming from Maddie May underscore. She's a big follower on Twitter, too. Shout out to Maddie. She's always giving us some love. What is the biggest change from playing college football to then transition into the NFL?
Honestly, to me, it wasn't a big difference on the speed. It was just the competition every week.
Mm-hmm. Just, the competition?
Yeah.
And the coaching every week.
Yeah.
How people study you.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, that right there was a big – the competition. Because even if you're playing against a bad team record-wise, they still got some top-tier talent, individually talent, individual talent. So, 100%. Yeah. Okay. Next question is coming from Chris A. 1118. If you absolutely couldn't be a defensive player, what position do you think you would play on offense? I know what Pat P would say.
Quarterback.
I knew you were going to say quarterback.
I got to be the quarterback, man. I want to touch the rock every play.
I knew you were going to say quarterback.
What position you would have played?
Man, I don't know. Probably try to play wide receiver.
Yeah, that's the safest.
I had a little short stint in high school playing running back.
Nah, man, bro. You went last at running back, man.
No, they're going outside. No. All right. Next question is coming from That's Fried Rice. He must love fried rice. Who's the best safety in the NFL right now?
Best safety in the game all around. Got to be our very own, man.
Badger. Tyrann Mathieu.
The Badger.
Yeah. Tyrann Mathieu. I'm with you right there as well. All right. Next question coming from at Powell, Alex 88. Who would be harder to prepare for, Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady?
Lamar Jackson, hands down.
To prepare because what he provides running the football.
No doubt about it. With the read option, you know, you don't see read option in the league. You know, with Tom Brady, you know, not taking – we all know how great Tom Brady is. I just feel like it's tougher to game plan for a guy – that's mobile and as electrifying as he is with the ball in his hand. Like you got to have all eyes on him. And if all eyes on him at the wrong time, he could throw that mug over your head versus with Tom Brady. Only thing you have to worry about is the running game. Obviously, we know he can all, you know, dice people, defenses up. But, you know, for a triple threat, that's definitely harder to game plan for sure.
I agree. Lamar Jackson, Action Jackson.
Action Jackson.
Also South Florida guy, Broward County.
Yes, sir.
No question. Pompano guy, right? He from Pompano?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ely could have used him last Thursday. They could have used him last Thursday. Hey, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this mailbag show. Wanted to definitely showcase and just... you know, allow fans to be a part of this show, fan participation. This show was all about you guys, and we salute you guys and applaud you guys for rocking with us since day one. We're going to continue to do things like this. We're going to sprinkle it in a little bit, but now it's time to get ready to get back to the basics. You know what I mean? Next week is a very, very important week for everyone involved in the NFL world. Week one is around the corner. But this week, hope you guys enjoy recapping preseason, chopping it up. Most importantly, answering your questions, because your questions matter. Here, all things covered. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden. Until next time, peace.
everyone. This is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.